All right, we have an hour left in the Hang Zone with Dan, with Jake, here on a Tuesday. We're going to kick off that final hour, as it is Business Tuesday, with something we do, well, really every Tuesday, Dan. It's our real estate hour.
That's right.
And joining us in studio right now, it is a real estate agent, among other things. It is Jenna Ryan, commonly referred to in the press as a capital rioter, Jenna Ryan.
Hello.
You're a rioter.
You didn't break any windows on the way in or anything.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, not
just making
all.
Sure.
Are we on your gram?
My Instagram?
Yeah, or Facebook? I don't know. What?
I was banned from Instagram, Facebook.
Oh.
So, yeah, completely not. I was canceled from life in general.
You're on the Twit, though, right?
I am on Twitter. Somehow I'm still on there. And I have TikTok.
Okay. And we understand that you've been prepared to come on here and be roasted. You're in a defensive mode, perhaps.
Well, you know, I figure I'll win you guys over because I love people and you can't hate me because I'm not what the news says I am. So,
and you've been in the news a lot.
Yeah.
We've had quite a bit of fun with this story from the start. Partially because it seems like you were never really shy about doing interviews. And I always wondered, does she have an attorney possibly telling her to do less of this? Because some of them, you were kind of saying a lot.
Interestingly enough, I turned down 99% of the interview requests that I had. Yes, the attorney told me to please be quiet, but the one interview I gave and asked for a pardon, that just whirlwind. And I didn't do any more interviews after that until I got, you know, convicted and then sentenced, I think. And then I did another one. So most of what I did is tweet. Like I had a glass of wine and I might have tweeted and responded to haters. And that ended up going into the news. But I didn't do a whole lot of interviews.
Do you think that's a good idea to respond to the haters after a drink or two?
In hindsight, I didn't realize how infamous I was. When I wrote that, it was like, I'm used to not having anybody care.
Which
like
thing are you talking
likes.
About? The I'm blonde,
I'm
I won't
blonde.
Go to jail?
Okay. Yeah. So normally,
it was a good bet. I mean, trends,
blonde,
right?
White.
The trends.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? It there really is an explanation behind everything. And of course, they took it and ran with it and said, I'm white, I'm not going to prison. That is not what I meant. But, you know, what can you do? They took, and the next day, it's front page news. Everything I'm doing is becoming front page news, and I'm just not used to that. So, you know, you try doing this. It's, you don't know what to say. And so now I have to be super careful about what I say.
In retrospect, would you do the storm the Capitol thing again?
Yeah, I would do the storm the Capitol thing, but I wouldn't go to D.C. ever again because I believe you need to be in a place that supports, you know, your conservative views. Because I was in front of, I felt like a Christian in the lions at the gladiator ring. There was just no hope. I mean, I was in a sea of lions and they tore me to shreds. The media, big tech, the Beltway courts, prosecutors.
Well, okay, you just said I'd storm the Capitol again, but I wouldn't go to D.C. There's a problem there. The Capitol's there.
I mean, I guess storming the Capitol. So the quote that they have out about me, they didn't do the whole video. I was like, we're going to storm the Capitol. Because, I mean, I do like petty, I do petty stuff. I've been doing this for 10 years on Facebook.
What do you mean? By petty.
I'm a social media coach and, you know, I know how to get attention.
Okay.
So I was like, you don't have to be skinny. We're going to storm the Capitol. Well, they took off the you don't have to be skinny part to make it more like a joke. And they made it like I'm literally going to storm the Capitol with my cell phone. So it's like.
But there were other people who were like,
it got pretty out of hand.
You might have been there for fun, but people are breaking windows. Like a guy, somebody died, couple people died.
Two people died. They were protesters. So you have Roseanne, I can't remember her last name. She died. And then you have Ashley Babbitt who died, who was shot.
But I mean, they say the cops
A lot of cops injured.
Cops were not feeling good about the thing.
They said 132 cops killed themselves. Do you believe that?
I don't know anything about that, no.
Exactly.
So, but I do know I was watching on TV and it looked pretty like a scary scene for some people.
I think it was an act. I think it was a whole gaslighting media frenzy, and they wanted to make it look worse than it was. Now, granted.
So you, in the middle of it, didn't think it was that big of a deal?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Broken windows in the Capitol.
Yeah, okay. I mean. Okay. So here's the deal.
And I do want to talk real estate here, too, but go ahead.
But I sell real estate, and I'm selling the heck out of it. I had to change my name, but you can go to my website at First Place Real Estate, and I will service your, I can sell homes like you've never seen.
Yeah, okay.
But aside from that, you have to understand that the media put a spin on it, and it wasn't that to me and hundreds of people that I've spoken to. Now, were there violent people? Yes. And thankfully, you know, I didn't do much, because if I had, they were looking for me to do something, and they couldn't find anything. All they could do is say I was picketing and parading, which is, you know, kind of noble in my book. Picketing and parading.
Well, you know, they've had the Million Man March, the Million Woman March. You know, they had a lot of protests there where people do parade, but they just don't, you know, break down windows and doors and things like that. That seems to be the line that was crossed.
Well,
would that
in December,
not be?
In December, if you notice, they didn't put it on the news, but in December, they had, people were lighting fires for the BLM movement. They were graffitiing all of, you know, the
White
House.
I think that was on the news.
Well, it was on Twitter. That's where I saw it. And I don't really watch mainstream media, you know. So it was like, so for me personally, you know, my attorney was like, you know, the main thing is we've got to separate you from all of these people who literally were ready for violence. And I wasn't. I'm not a violent person. I haven't had a speeding ticket in 10 years. I'm like, violence was the furthest thing from my mind. But somehow I got caught up, and I was expected to know what all these people were doing. And to me, it was like being herded like cattle. There, someone broke a window. I looked at that window, and I was like, oh, my God. This is never going to happen again. So what do? I'm a social media coach, and I know the money shot. And I took a picture of the window, and I was like, I can't believe this window. And I go, oh, my gosh. And I took a picture of the window, and it didn't have the effect as if you were actually in the photo. Because I'm a social media coach. I've been training this. You know, I've been teaching fame is up for grabs. Become, you know, famous among your target market for years since Facebook began. And so I'm just like, okay, I'm going to get a picture in front of it. It was calm. There wasn't any rioting. It was just like chill, beautiful sea of red, white, and blue. And I felt comfortable enough to say, hey, take my picture. And I put the peace sign up. And granted, I was like, I had a little devil on my shoulder, and I had an angel on my shoulder. And the devil said, well, can you get in trouble for this? And I go, well, you didn't break it. Well, it's a great shot. I was like, okay. So I took the picture in front of the broken window, and I walked in the Capitol for 2 minutes because they were ushering us in. I walked in for 2 minutes. I said, Jesus, Jesus. And I said, I don't want to be in here. And 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 8 seconds, turned right around. And so I didn't really feel like I was in there at all.
So as far
but
as
on
though,
the photo, though, I think it's probably the part where if you add the thing about, you know, if the news keeps lying about us, we'll come after your studios, too. Regardless of how the photo was cropped or presented, I think once you add the part about, you know, kind of we're here, and if you keep messing with us, this is what's going to happen. That's pretty hard to take that's just a joke. Right?
Okay, but that's legal.
That.
So if you look at the case law, there's a very high standard for free speech in America. And you're allowed to say that. That's not illegal. In fact, the judge in my sentencing, he said, there's nothing, everything you said, everything I said on all of the videos is considered protected speech. So I was not in prison for anything I said. The only thing I was in prison for, he said, he goes, we're not even sentencing you for being in the Capitol for 2 minutes. He goes, that's not why you're getting 60 days. He said, you're getting 60 days because for better or for worse, you made yourself the center of this. And we,
which you kind of did.
I didn't mean to. I mean, I can't help it. They came
social
to my
media
front door.
Coach.
You're too good at social media.
Obviously.
Yeah. Like, as far as a social media coach, you would be somebody good to hire because you really
know what I'm doing.
Blew up.
I blew up and I became world famous. So world infamous. But I will turn that around. Don't you worry. So I walked it. He said, that's what we're doing. And if you understand the federal court system, which I now understand, punishing someone as an example is very common. It's a very normal thing to punish people for an example. So nothing I said was illegal. It was all protected speech. And, you know, we could get into what's, you know, if I had said this, now that would have been illegal. I would have been in prison and I would have had a felony. But as such, I just got a misdemeanor. You know, it's way different than a felony.
Let's talk prison.
Okay.
Because I remember your, I think you had some kind of a Facebook video out or a YouTube video out or something just saying that.
It was probably TikTok because the other ones have banned.
That's right. What she was saying. You were saying that you watched YouTube videos to prepare for prison.
Oh, yeah.
So were you properly prepared? Is that a good way? If I'm going to go to prison, should I go to YouTube? Because if I'm going to, fix my router at home, I often go to YouTube or, you know, some mundane task like that.
Clean out a front-loading dishwasher.
Yeah.
Usually what I use YouTube for.
You know, I was a little bit freaked out because everybody on social media, a lot of haters, of course I'm getting a ton of hate, they're all like, oh my gosh, we hope you get beaten. We hope that this happens and that. And I'm like, holy crap, I don't want to get beaten. And so I literally turned my hair brown, cut it, turned into the most mousy looking person you have ever seen. And
I'll be safer if I'm not blonde.
Well, my hairdresser's like, we're turning you brown.
Okay.
We're doing something.
Yeah, and also the I'm blonde and white thing already didn't work out for her.
Right.
I kind of tried that with the sentencing.
But it was misconstrued. And you know what? Whatever. It's water under the bridge. There's new headlines to talk about. I literally said I was going to lose 30 pounds in prison, and it became world news the next morning. I'm like, what the heck? Everything I say. You know, it's like I wiped my butt. Do you want to make that a headline now? And me and my boyfriend, we laugh. We're like, oh, my God. What are you? You know, I can't do anything without it becoming a headline, which is fine. But it's going to be exciting.
Did boyfriend stay loyal? Did he wait for you or was he gone when you got back?
He absolutely waited for me. He took really good care of me.
Conjugal visits or did they not allow that?
Okay, so that's the big thing. So I went to prison. It was nothing
that's
like
the big thing.
Well, here's the deal. It was nothing like what they said. Prison has changed. Prison is not what it used to be.
Not the fun that it used to be?
It all used to be a field.
Well, it's a camp. So I didn't have any handcuffs. There wasn't any wires. You can walk out at any time. Okay? It's a camp. It's for low, you know, unviolent people.
And okay.
It's not
a white-collar prison.
It's a white-collar prison.
I've always heard of that. Okay.
You know, but it's not, you know, club-fed. It wasn't anything like what the YouTube people said because they were not talking about during COVID. Now that we have COVID, prison is like a dungeon, okay?
It's like a prison.
Not just a prison. This is worse than anything you can ever imagine. They had me, especially me. I mean, of course, they knew I was all in the news, and they really, I'm not sure about this, but I feel like they really wanted to stick it to me, okay? But at the end, I ended up loving them, and they ended up loving me, and we're all okay. But anyway, I stayed in.
You made some friends for life.
You know, I did.
You'll send Christmas cards.
You know, I actually won't say a negative thing about the guards.
Okay.
You end up, you know, you hang out with people that long.
Yeah, you get to know them.
And they know, you know, in the beginning, you know, who knows? But anyway, I don't have any hard feelings. Anyway, but I do have a hard feeling about the system. So I think it's an angry system. I think that we have the ideological programming of COVID, and these people were paranoid about COVID, okay?
Well, a lot of people have died, you know?
Yeah, but this is the Omicron that only gives you the sniffles. I was told by the captain of the prison. They're like, I get there. Long story short, I stayed in one room like this for 60 days. No sunshine, no phone calls, no visits.
No TikTok.
No TikTok.
Is not having your phone, was that the worst thing?
You know, wouldn't that be a cute headline?
But nowadays, I'm just saying that, to me, you know, a bet payoff. We always make silly bets here, and we never want to take you can't use technology for a week, because that would be,
you know,
just to be disconnected from every, you know.
That's
you
for
wake
us.
Up, you're staring at Twitter. You wake, you know, whatever.
But I don't consider that torture. I consider that, okay, you expect not to be able to use your phone.
Okay.
But not being able to connect with your family at all.
Uh-huh.
No phone calls at all to say, are my dogs okay? That will drive you crazy.
I don't know. I could use a little unplugging from the family, but go ahead.
No, this is to the point of, you know, I'm hearing voices, which, you know, everybody's going to.
So you're by yourself in this room? There's no one?
I
have a roommate?
I was with 20 drug dealers.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people in there.
Also, I should point out, are nonviolent offenders.
Nonviolent. Yeah. Beautiful. I have no... I became best friends with a lot of drug dealers, and we talked about drugs. I know everything there is to know about meth and heroin. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'm not dogging them. I love them. They, my best friend was a black girl. I mean, we hit it off. She was going, she was like, you get out there and you tell them, you own it. And I mean, it was just, I had some great, the people in prison were the best part of prison. Had they not been there, it would have been much worse. They were wonderful. I mean, it was crazy. You can never sleep because they want to stay up all night. They were snorting Midol.
What's Midol?
Like for cramps.
Because you don't get any drugs in prison, you know, like to...
They don't give you drugs?
They don't give you coffee.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in quarantine. We were in quarantine.
All right.
So, it was to... Okay, so everybody that came
so
in...
So, you saw someone ground up a Midol, it's a pill, and snort it.
They told me, we just snorted Midol, we're staying up all night, good luck, Jenna, you can't go to sleep. And I'm like, what? It has caffeine in it.
Did you take a toot?
Oh, no.
Okay.
And they snort up coffee, you know, they didn't do that in my room. I went bananas. I was like, they will not go to sleep. I mean, so you're sleep deprived.
Is it all women?
It was all women.
Whoa.
Of all ages.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of women who were bringing illegals over at the border, because I was in Bryan, Texas. So, you know, it was pretty sad seeing what all they had to go to. And there was no one with a misdemeanor in prison. Everybody had felonies. And the difference is you're a con. Ex-con if you have a felony. Not to say people that are ex-cons are bad, love you, have nothing against. But it's just a difference. And so they were like, why are you here? And also prison, federal prison is not set up for someone to go in for 60 days. And they should have given me home confinement, especially in the middle of a pandemic. And I was stuck in one room for 60 days. And you're supposed to get out in 14 days. But everybody that came in with me was literally, we kept getting stuck. We never got out. Finally, everybody got out whenever I was finally about to be released. So I feel sorry for whoever had to go in with me.
You were able to watch the Cowboy game, you told us.
I was. I watched as they were doing good. All of a sudden, it was like, whoa.
All right. Why don't we pick it up there next with Jenna Ryan, and we'll get into the hot real estate market.
All right. So Jenna Ryan is in studio. She's the Frisco realtor who was arrested and went to prison for storming the Capitol on January 6th, 20 whatever year.
Wasn't 21.
Last, yeah, it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had two birthdays since then.
Yeah.
And so you said, all right, so we were amused by some of your interviews before you went into prison, only because you said you would start the interview inevitably with... you know, my lawyers say I shouldn't talk to you.
Right.
20 minutes later, you're still going.
Right.
Were the lawyers, did they ever back off and say, all right, you did the right thing? Or did they say, you got more of a sentence because you had to do the whole 60 because you didn't listen to us?
Yeah, my lawyer just thought it was the most ridiculous thing he'd ever seen because.
That you got that much time.
That I had to go down to, yeah, that I got. For a misdemeanor.
In retrospect, did they say you should have listened to us a little bit? You might have got less.
No.
Because I thought that the tweet, I'm not going to jail because I'm blonde and white tweet, got brought up in court.
Oh, yeah. There was a 27-page sentencing memorandum on a misdemeanor. So it was very clear political prosecution. It was a...
What I'm saying, though, okay, you are an expert at social media.
Right.
And you're right. The pictures you took, mwah, they blew up. Right?
There, yes.
A lot of things blew up.
Like they're supposed to.
On the social media world. That's your job.
Right.
The lawyer's job is to keep you out of prison if they can. So you didn't listen to them.
Okay, so here's the deal.
So had you listened to them and not tweeted, I'm white and blonde and I won't go to prison.
Not 60 days at that point.
You know what?
That's what we're getting at.
I think it's like you were kind of asking for political persecution.
Maybe. That's not my opinion, but you know what? There's a guy named Matt who is a loan officer in Texas, and he got 45 days, and he never said a word on social media. He posted one photo. He got 45 days. So I was going to get my prison time because they needed that headline, and they got it. I was going to get it no matter what, and I got it. And, you know, of course, they use that as the reason, and, yeah, they use that in the sentencing. They used a lot of things. They used things like the fact that I said it was a witch hunt. Oh, you said it was a witch hunt, or... You know, it was bad.
Did you, now, also you said, Jake, you probably remember these quotes a little better, but something along the lines of, you were planning on losing weight, you were going to do this and that. What, how'd that work?
I did a little TikTok. Nobody watches my TikTok at that time. You know, maybe 20 likes on a TikTok, maybe 200 views. I did a TikTok. I was bored one day and I was like, okay, I was getting ready for prison. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. I'm going to eat bologna, no alcohol. And it was just a dumb little TikTok. The next day, it's world news. I've got Japan calling me. Japan, Sweden. They're like, we have 25 million viewers. We want to know about you losing weight in prison. We want to know what you feel about President Trump and America. I'm like, I'm not qualified to say any of this. And it freaked me out. So now I know that no matter what I do, it's just going to, it's going to fly. So
did you lose weight though?
You know, I lost 10 pounds.
Okay.
I gained it right back when I got out.
See, that's the problem with the prison diet.
Yeah.
It's a yo-yo.
Yo-yo. Yeah. I think the level, and this is Jenna Ryan joining us in studio. The reason people from other countries are calling you and saying we're really interested in this story, one, I mean, I think you're massively downplaying what happened that day. Maybe not your role in it,
right.
But we'd never seen anything like that.
True.
And a lot of people did get injured, and there are, you know, several deaths. So it's just to see something like that happen, I think we were all very fascinated by the fact that then and now, I mean, you said it. You said you would do it again. So a lot of people that were involved in it, I think probably in interviews with like the FBI are like, I don't know what I was thinking. And you were, to your credit, were so flippant about it that you were thinking, not only do I not have remorse, I'm looking to knock out this book list. I'm going to lose weight, do yoga, knock out this book list. That sounds insane to me. Like, yeah. You understand that, right?
Well,
that's a very different take on, I've just been sentenced to this crime by the federal government. Not
well,
to
we
say
just think
I feel
it's
terrible.
Stupid. We think that, you know, the feds coming after someone who has a different beliefs and giving me a misdemeanor in prison time is the most asinine thing I've ever heard of in my life. There was nobody in prison with a misdemeanor. You know, it's basically political persecution. You don't do that. We don't go and get people that are just liberal and prosecute them all. And, you know,
yeah,
the
but
fact
they
is,
might have if they ran through a government building like that, though.
Well, there was a cop. There was a cop standing there just like a Walmart greeter. And it's in the video. He's like, come on. I walk in. I say, Jesus, Jesus. And I walk out. Then, according to the prosecutor, which is what happened, I was preaching on the steps of the Capitol, which I was doing right alongside the QAnon shaman. He was preaching, and people were like,
I was going to ask you if you met that guy.
I didn't meet him. I thought he was weird when I was out there. Now I like him. I didn't know. I thought he was, you know, Antifa or something. I didn't know. And so, but I was preaching. And so in biblical terms, in Christian world, that's actually biblical persecution. You know, it's actually, I'm being persecuted for my faith because I went in there. I said, Jesus, Jesus. And I said, I don't want to go in here. And then people were like, yeah, come on in. And I go, no, I'm going to go ahead and turn around. All over the news, all they have is a video of me. That's the only thing they got is I walked in and walked out. Now, that was my experience. So my experience is very, it's not crazy like what they're showing on the news. It was just way different.
Has it been good or bad for the old the biz?
My business has been, I had to close my business.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that's a great question. A name. And I sold a ton of houses last year. Even through all, you know, God bless me. I sell houses no matter, I'm good at what I do.
So, and do people employ you so they can kind of talk to you about this too? Like,
yeah, when they find out.
Allies?
When they find out who I am. Like, I can go on 5 meetings, uh-huh, and I'll get 5 listings. And people love me. And they're like, oh, my gosh, we love you. We're so sorry. You're an American hero. You're the voice for Americans. You're brave. You know, those kinds of things. And here's another thing that's pretty interesting. I'll just announce it on your show here.
Ooh.
This is the first time that I've actually spoken since I got out of prison. I haven't been able to speak all year. So just think what I'm going to do now. Anyway, we're suing. I have some major lawsuits going out against behemoth companies that leaked my financial information to the press and did a lot of things to, you know, Jimmy Kimmel slammed my real estate practice. That's torturous interference with a business relationship. I'm not saying I'm going to sue Jimmy Kimmel, but there's going to be some people that are going to, hopefully it works. I mean, hopefully our country still respects that you don't take a woman and slam her and cancel her and close her bank accounts and leak it to the press.
Now, you do say I've been canceled.
Yeah.
Yet, business has never been better.
But I had to change my name. So here's the thing. And, you know, the thing is that had I been able to keep my name, I would have done 10 times as much. My, you know, a lot.
So your name is not Jenna Ryan then?
I think I'm going to go back now because I'm out of prison. It's done.
Okay.
So Jenna Ryan.
What a headache.
Yeah, it's a big headache to have to change your name, change your cards, change everything. But I didn't miss a beat. Because I have skill, I have sales skills. So I was able to just sell houses like a banshee last year. But if I had
to. Now it was a buyer's market.
Yeah, it's a seller's market. So the market was.
Seller's market?
We don't really understand.
Yeah. Seller's market. Sorry.
The market.
I guess either way, you're good.
Either way, I'm good.
You're a real estate agent. You don't care if it's a buyer's market or a seller's market. You're
it's
going
the
to
market.
My specialty is selling houses in 5 days. So I
seems
sold,
like a great job.
I sold about 20 houses last year within 5 days. So that's my thing. I will sell your house in 5 days in this market.
Okay.
Right now. So that's generally what I do. If you price it like I tell you to and do what I tell you to do.
Okay.
So,
you got to do what you.
Yeah.
You got to listen to the professional.
Yeah.
Were you a person that you would have considered yourself political before like 4 years ago? Were you someone that was like active and you read a lot about the news and politics before a few years ago? Because I got to be honest with you. It feels to me like a lot of the people that are saying a lot of the stuff that you're saying and were there that day are kind of like cosplaying politically. Like that you weren't really ever someone who was real fired up about politics. Excuse me. And then obviously what happens with the former president and the like comes along. And then you got really, really fired up. And it feels to me like it might have been the first time you were really, really fired up about politics in your life. Is that fair?
I mean, for the past 10 years, since I realized kind of what's going on and I started waking up to what's going on with our government, I started becoming active. But I didn't talk about it all the time. I would usually tweet about it mostly in the election cycle. And just tweets. That's basically what I would do.
No Capitol.
Yeah, right. No. But I was invited to go to the Capitol on private jet, and I've never been on a private plane, and I've never been on one. And I went, and I had no idea that we were going to the Capitol. I thought we were going to a rally, and then they were.
How was
like,
that? How was the private plane? Is that fun?
The private plane was a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of partying.
We partied. It was wonderful. And then the next day, it's all over the news. That was strange.
They don't make you close your laptop before takeoff.
Airplane
you can just
mode.
Do whatever you want. Yeah.
No. And, you know, you're also not as safe either. We lost pressure on the way home.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, it was wonderful. I loved it. And so I was invited to go. I thought it was a rally. I was, like, ready for my social media pictures. You know, good stuff to put on the dating apps because I was single at the time. You know, me on a private jet. And then, you know, and then we end up, and they're ushering people to the Capitol. And
so this thing helped you not become single?
Well, I mean, yeah, because I grabbed somebody. I was like, oh my gosh, I need love now.
Okay.
And I got all the love this year, thank God.
And you guys are on the same wavelength politically? Because we were talking about, isn't it difficult to date someone who's on the other side of the aisle? It's probably.
I mean, he's not really into politics.
Okay.
You know, I've known him for years. He's, just a wonderful, wonderful boyfriend.
Well, that's good.
Stood by you through political imprisonments.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, he calls me Jenna Misdemeanor Ryan. He thinks it's ridiculous. You know, it's basically like a ticket. It's worthy of a ticket or maybe in home confinement for 2 months. But prison, really, I didn't do that much. So,
well,
this has been a wild ride.
Yeah. I guess that's... That's an opinion that you do not share with the court, right?
The court does not agree.
And, clearly.
And,
yeah.
You know, I respect that. I serve my time. Do I have remorse? No, I don't have remorse. Now, will I ever go to the Capitol? No. Would I ever go to D.C. or any liberal city? No, because you're not going to be able to get a fair trial if anything happens.
Right.
People can blame you for doing things you didn't even know was going on.
So the reason you wouldn't do it again is because of the liberal part of it and not the people that got injured.
Well, I First of all, the people that got injured were Ashley Babbitt. She was a protest.
A bunch of police officers, though. I don't want to get mired down in this point again, but
yeah.
I feel like the reason to not do it again is because it was a pretty bad scene for everyone involved.
Well, I think it's a bad scene. Election integrity is very important. And I think America needs transparency and accountability from our congressmen and from our government leaders. And that's what I think is worth standing up for. Being careful about where you stand up. And of course, I don't think I should have gone into the Capitol looking back, even though the cop was standing there, even though, you know, they were ushering people in, even though I wasn't the one to like hurt anybody, be violent. You know, I wouldn't do that. I would never go into the Capitol, but I did protest whenever we had the mask mandates and the lockdown in Austin. We went to the Capitol. We marched around the Capitol. You know, it was very peaceful and nothing happened. And that's what I expected. Unfortunately, there's people that are mad and they're upset about what happened in the election. Millions of people think that the election was stolen. And that is what I believe that we have the right to protest. It's very clear in Washington, D.C., there's a monument on the way to the Capitol. And it says we have a right to protest. We do have a right.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in and talking to us about prison. Didn't really get to ask you whether I should fill in my pool or not. The kids are older, and we never use the pool anymore. But
no, don't fill in your pool.
It's good for resale value still, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Could you give us a liner, Jenna? This means we want you to identify yourself. If you want to say I'm Capital Rioter, or you just want to say I'm Jenna Ryan, whatever you want to identify yourself, and then say, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
I'm Jenna Ryan, real estate broker, influencer, author, and I never listened to Dana J on the Ticket.
There you go.
Well
thanks
done.
For joining us.
Appreciate
it was enlightening, learning about prison, learning about your views. I don't think I agree with a lot of them, but, you know, there you go.
Thank you.
Good times. This wasn't the worst thing you've ever been through. You were just in prison.
Right. That was way worse than this. You guys are cool.
All right. Well, hey, that's what everybody says, especially the ladies. All right. It's 2:30.